You've reached Marcy Roadside Assistance. My name is Alex. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. I just ran out of gas on the interstate, and I needed some gas.
Okay, we can try and get that set up for you. And what is your first name?
Anthony Jones.
And what would be a good callback number for you?
225-281-8666.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text updates, which would give you the status of your service today?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Just have the message and data rates may apply. Now, do you have your policy number with you?
Not really. I mean, I have the sheets and stuff, but I don't really know exactly what a policy number is.
Okay, give me one second. Let me look it up so I can tell you what the format of it will be. Okay, so it will be about 11 digits long for your policy number.
Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead, please.
800-800-999-1030.
Okay, so that was 800-999-1030.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not get any results with that one.
Okay, well, can you just bring somebody to me right now? Because it's kind of late and I got work in the morning, so I'm just trying to, like, get my car started so I can leave.
Yes. Well, the only reason why I'm trying to get it brought up is because if I don't, you'll be fully out of pocket for the service, unless you just want to go ahead and pay for it and get reimbursed through customer service.
No, because I don't have any money right now. I don't have no money. So this needs to be through the insurance.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get this pulled up. So give me one second. Let me see if there's anything my supervisor can pull up for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and so they told me to try using this other method, which I will need your zip code and your full VIN number to search it the secondary way.
Wait, so you need my zip code of where I'm at right now, or you just need my regular zip code?
Yes, your billing zip code. What do you have? What do you use for your policy?
70816.
And that's 70816.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your VIN number?
My what?
Your VIN number. I need your full VIN number.
225-281-8666.
No, not your phone number, your VIN number, your vehicle identification number.
It doesn't, I mean, I don't, where am I supposed to find it at?
Do you have your registration inside of your vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, get out that piece of paper and your VIN number is also on there.
Yes, I'm looking at it, but I don't see any VIN number.
Okay. You don't see anything that's about 17 characters long? And it's a mixture of letters and numbers.
I know, but what would it say, though?
It'll say VIN.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, go ahead, please.
T as in tall, H as in Harry, G as in Gary, C as in car, R as in Raven, 2 as in the number 2, F as in Farquhar, 1, 5, H as in has, A as in as, 0 as in 0, 1, 1, 8, 2, 5.
Okay, and then let me just confirm that really quickly. That was T as in Tom, H as in Harry, G as in Gary, C as in Carr, R as in Robert, 2, F as in Frank, 1, 5, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, 0, 1, 1, 8, 2, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, and give me one moment. Let me put all of that in. Okay, and then are you the main policy holder for your policy?
No, I'm not. My mom is, but I just want to get home. Like, I'm just trying to get home. Like,
I understand that. I'm trying to get your policy pulled up so I can try to provide you some coverage, okay? What's your mother's first name?
Sylvia Jones.
Okay, it's her first name is spelled Silvia.
Yeah, Silvia.
No, I'm not getting any results whatsoever. What was that?
225-281-8607.
Are you giving me her phone number?
That's her phone number.
Okay, I won't be able to look it up with that. Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything with all the information that you just gave me. If I'm not able to get anything, then I won't be able to provide you coverage for the fuel delivery.
God, bro, I'm reading you exactly what the fucking thing says, though. VIN number and everything. I'm not understanding what's going on.
Are you sure that she has roadside assistance coverage on her policy?
Okay, well, she might not, but I just need... So, basically, you're saying if someone comes here and I don't pay the money, then I can't get home?
Unfortunately, that will be the case because they will need to be paid up front for the service.
Bro, what the fuck? So, I'm basically just going to be on the side of the road all night.
My only suggestion would be is to see if you can call the local police department, non-emergency number, see if there's anyone willing to bring you some gas.